This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? I guess you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome to the show. Lots of things going on. And another 365, 24/7 news cycle. It's not going to stop. Listen, the weekend is upon us, but it's not going to stop the news cycle. Of course not. Unbelievable what is going on in the world around us. But listen, the glue is still tight. I say again, the glue is still tight on our great nation. And it's going to get a lot tighter, actually, as we suss out and sort through what these totalitarians are doing. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also get a hold of me, Paul, at 821r.com. Now, I will prepare for the siege of the Sunday afternoon. I say again, the Sunday afternoon email slamming that I get. I'm going to call it a slamming. Just people wanting to email me on Sunday afternoon. That's great. You can email me anytime, Paul at 821r.com. But what's with the Sunday afternoon thing? I've been saying this for weeks now, but I appreciate it. No, keep it up. I appreciate it. And by the way, for all of you citizen journalists out there that have contributed stories to the show, I really want to thank you for all the things that you're developing out there. And boy, I'll tell you, you are the best source. I really mean that. And, you know, we get stories from you, and we start to follow up, and we give you a call or two and keep in touch, and then we talk to other people. Boy, they really do blossom out for us. We're working on that one with that the South Korean or the North Korean nukes, yeah, on ships. It's really kind of a weird story, and we're getting some information now about that. But we posted that up about a week ago. And everybody said, oh, it's fake news. Well, you know, I don't know it's fake news. Actually, I don't think it is fake news. The sources that I got on the original part of the story, it was like, wow. So I've been, you know, they've never been wrong in 8 years. So I don't think they're wrong on this one. We're just trying to find some more details because sometimes they give us the cryptic news and we have to go find information ourselves, which is a little bit better, I guess. But or at least to confirm what we're doing. That's just kind of the nature of what we do to get the information to you in the best stories. But, of course, North Korea is heating up. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about the case against Wasserman Schultz, ex-IT aide, expands with a 4-count indictment. This could be the beginning of the end for a lot of these DNC folks. Because remember, payback is a B word, you know what I mean? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, IT guy, 4-count indictment. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to be bringing on Scott Adams here in the next segment, and we're going to be talking about several stories, actually several big stories that Scott and Red State Talk Radio, we've been involved in here on Red State Talk Radio over the last several days, and even with a mention by one of our hosts on Hannity, Red State Talk Radio being talked about on Hannity, which was a big push for us, of course, at Red State Talk Radio, so we're really happy about that. But the report that Charlottesville racist leader was former Occupy activist and Obama supporter. Now, I said, this is more of the information I've been talking about these racist groups, all this stuff. They're all one and the same. It's the same folks behind both sides of the hate issue. I mean, because they polarize, right? Now, think about this. If you want to create chaos, then you create chaos with two sides actively going out after each other, right? I mean, you want to, you know, it's kind of like the manipulator in school. You remember those guys that would always, and those girls. The girls are really good. The histrionics that go with young ladies between 8th and 9th grade. Oh, my God. Or the beginning of their sophomore year. Oh, my God. And they like to set people against one another. It's just, you learn, you know, everything you learn about thuggery, or you know about thuggery, you've learned in junior high and high school for the most part. You just have to apply it to bigger things because these same kind of people who like to manipulate in school and get people pitted against one another, and they stand back and watch the spectacle. They go, wow, that's neat, isn't it? Are the same folks that you grow up and you put the big boy pants on and you put on the skirt, you know, and you got the high heels and all that stuff. When you dress up with the big boy, guess what? It just expands to the real world. That's right. It really did. School is the microcosm of the real world. And so you get the thuggery, as I described, where you get, you know, the bullies that are really more sophisticated than most. They like to say, we're going to get this individual over here in the right and this individual here in the left. We don't like either one of them, and we're going to get them to not like each other. Man, they're going to fight amongst each other. That's what you have here. This is the way the totalitarians roll. They have pitted both sides against each other successfully. And so what greater, the best thing to do on a large cultural societal standpoint is to use the race card. That's what we talked about yesterday. That race card, just flipping it out. Here we go. So that's what they've done in Charlottesville. Yeah, the Nazi group. Now, listen, why haven't we put this together? The Nazis are Nazis. Neo-Nazis are Nazis. Nazis, 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 and white supremacists, they are the same. So now let's figure this one out. White supremacists and K.K. Clay. Oh, Democratic Party. Yes. Robert Byrd. Where's that all been when we talk about that? No one's talking about taking any monuments down to them, right? Okay, so but what about the Nazis? Well, Nazis are, well, National Socialist, number one, but they're also affiliated and bonded up with the Muslim Brotherhood. It's all linked together. So now you have Antifa and you've got Black Lives Matter. They're both spinoffs of Obama's government, I guess you can say, especially Black Lives Matter. But they're both spinoffs of, yeah, the Muslim Brotherhood. They're Islamic groups. So when this thing happened in Barcelona on the Las Ramblas, which, by the way, that incident where they drove through the people was right next to the hotel I stayed in Barcelona back in 1990. The McDonald's, you can see that there's a McDonald's across the street from where I stayed. You can see the pictures of the McDonald's in the market down there, which is just a few feet away. It's just a fabulous market there along the Las Ramblas. An absolutely perfect target for somebody who wants to mow down. And that's the word they use, of course, in the Islamic world, is mow down these people. Those people driving and using a car and killing people. We had the situation in Charlotte. And by the way, we're honing in. I'm telling you, Jeff Sessions is going to figure this thing out. This was a planned, organized, well-coordinated event of these hate groups related directly to the Muslim Brotherhood and the Nazis and the white supremacists and Black Lives Matter and Virginia Governor. Yeah. What about him? Boy, McAuliffe. What a hater he is. Anyway, we've got Scott Adams coming up here, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that, and also, of course, Donald Trump and the good things that he's been saying and doing. Oh, yeah, in the whole firestorm of all this, they're all just picking on the white guy, the president. Just because he's white, they call him a racist. That's all they do. That's all they have is the race card, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. A lot of things going on. Obviously, Donald Trump under fire. The attack on the Las Ramblas. We're going to bring that up a little bit later. Also, another Cal exit and proposition in California. Oh, yeah. They're trying to separate. Anyway, right now with us is Scott Adams. And, Scott, you've been covering a couple stories that have been really heated up. And, of course, one of them, I don't know if you got the latest that came out on Fox News just before showtime for me, was this case against Wasserman Schultz. Ex-IT aide expands with a four-count indictment. Have you heard that?
Yes, I have. And that's going to spell big trouble because – and I actually think that there's this is going to connect its way to Seth Rich.
Yes.
I really believe that.
Yep.
Yeah. And she really was trying to hide a lot. I think that there was bribery going on there. I think that's why he was getting paid for doing nothing.
You're talking about the IT guy?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good angle. That's I mean, this is kind of like your wheelhouse, this IT business. So you have a sort of an upper understanding of what's going on here with these characters. So you think he was bribing her. That's probably why she wanted the computer back.
Well, and other Congress members as well, because there's payments to him for doing work in congressional spaces where nobody ever saw him before. So, you know, you got to wonder who is in on it. You know, how far this goes. Definitely big trouble for the DNC. You know, it was the FBI that wanted to investigate one of their computer, and they didn't want to turn it over. And the reason why, I was listening to a they were talking about the data that was released, mm-hmm. right, from WikiLeaks.
Right.
And there was an NSA IT expert that was talking about this subject and said that they can look at packets and they can look at IP addresses and they can look at distance. And what they can do is they can calculate the amount of seconds it takes to transfer something. And so therefore, what was revealed was that the seconds associated with the data transfer didn't match up with the distance. And so therefore this had to have been a transfer onto a USB drive, like a disk, flash disk. It wasn't a transfer. The latency and the timing was that it had to be a local transfer, not a remote transfer, is what they figured. And so this is related to the data. So that means, you know, like you might have a data analyst per se, and that data analyst might have a flash disk, and he might stick it in and get the exchange server data files and put them on a disk and then go over to American University and hand them off to an operative that works for Julian Assange. And then you'd have like some email correspondence with Julian Assange yourself. Well, that would be Seth Rich, right? He was a data analyst that
right,
did all this.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, that's where this, I think, is heading. Because, you know, we see that we know that the thing in Washington, D.C. was a hit. And we know just by looking at Barcelona, right, how the police forces came out of the woodwork in a pristine, peaceful town like Barcelona. You could just imagine what kind of infrastructure is in place in Washington, D.C. At 4:30 in the morning, you couldn't get surveillance to catch these so-called botched robbers, you know. Certainly, there is definitely a cover-up. And the cover-up, by the way, goes to John Podesta, mm-hmm. who had a sort of password. John Podesta said, we're going to make an example. We're going to make an example.
Yes, he did.
He said that.
Yep.
So all the evidence actually points there. It doesn't point at all to the Russian collusion, Russian hacking narrative, but yet still, in our Congress this year, since Donald Trump's presidency, we've had more committee hearings than the last two presidencies combined. So this is a witch hunt, and this is a way for the establishment to try to crucify Donald Trump.
Well, no wonder they're screaming so loudly right now with all this happening with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and especially with bribery. Because, you know, what we determined, when it was Chris Street and myself, when we determined about the espionage ring, and this isn't that we just did it on it. We figured, I think we were one of the first in the news to blare it out there. But and I know that the House with Trey Gowdy, they were already onto the espionage ring. This is going back to Hillary Clinton and the side-by-side comparison of emails that we got from Judicial Watch in the House, and we exposed that there were six individuals that were directly related to either CARE or the Muslim Brotherhood that were on that list within the State Department. This is a situation where they probably have the information that shows what data was exchanged, when it was exchanged, that led to these guys, actually the IT guys, bribing Schultz and other people. And the question is, who are the other people? Now, I hear today that there's a whole bunch of people in Congress that do not want this case to go forward. So what are they hiding?
Yeah. Well, that's what's scary. And you know what else? This is the kind of thing that leads to Donald Trump's impeachment, because already they're talking about, and they're going to use this other fake story, the Charlottesville story.
Right.
It's completely fake, because on the Red State Talk Radio website, we have the full transcripts and videos of his commentary. But then we also know about Jason Kessler, who has connections to Occupy Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
And also the Obama administration. Keep in mind, Obama has about 300 outlets throughout the country, and he's an expert in community organization. And I would not be surprised if Obama is going to utilize Soros funding and really perfect a covert kind of operative where you get people from the other side to act like pose as actors, switching over and make news that's really bad for another party. It's very sneaky operative stuff. It's Solinsky stuff.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's not linear. It's coming out from, you're coming at these things from different new angles. It's playbooks that haven't been played before.
Well,
or have.
It explains why Obama still has a place in Washington. It's not necessarily because of his kids. It's because he's got an operation to continue on with.
Well, he's trying to destroy America, I believe.
Right.
And because, you know, Hillary Clinton was supposed to win, and she didn't. And now you no longer have the fox guarding the hen house. You have something else. You have Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is not playing these games. And this is why it's troubling, though, that they're talking about impeachment or censorship. And what happens is, if you get enough disgruntled Republicans to vote for that, then it goes to the Judiciary Committee. And I was just reading this out on my show, but you got Flake and you got Lindsey Graham on the Judiciary Committee. You have 11 members of the Judiciary Committee that are having trouble with Donald Trump.
Well, he has trouble with them.
They're supposed to be the jury that oversees any congressional.
I understand that the House just doesn't want to do anything with impeachment. That's kind of their position right now, which is a good thing. I think the House more supports them than the Senate. Obviously, you have globalist Republican senators there, and that's kind of the problem. And we were coming up against a break, and we're talking to Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And we're connecting dots, ladies and gentlemen. And when we come back, we're going to reinforce the dots with a couple of audio sound bites and so on. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com.
We'll be right back. unregulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're right in the midst of the scandal, so to speak, that's going on with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the ramifications of all the things that are coming out. And with us right now is Scott Adams. And Scott, I was going to play a few minutes of the interview that they had today with about the IT guy on Fox News. Have you heard this one?
No, I want to hear it.
Okay, well, here we go. I'll cut it off and we'll... You know, cut it off from different places and discuss certain things that's in it.
Movie plot. A congressional aide is arrested at the airport by federal authorities, and then eventually he is charged with bank fraud. But this isn't the first time Imran Awan caught the eye of law enforcement. He was reportedly banned from the House server network in the U.S. Congress after becoming a suspect in a criminal investigation into theft and IT abuses. But despite all this, he remained a staffer for Debbie Wasserman Schultz until his arrest. Luke Rosiak is an investigative reporter for the Daily Caller. Been digging into this story for months now. Joins us live from Washington, D.C. Were you surprised that this guy got stopped on a plane bound out of the country and charged with bank fraud, Luke?
I wasn't surprised. On Sunday night, I published a story for the Daily Caller News Foundation saying that the FBI was closing in on this guy and they had confiscated some hard drives from his house. the very next day he tried to board a plane to Pakistan, the FBI, as I had reported, was surveilling his house, and they closed in on him, and they arrested him. They weren't expecting him to flee, so they had to get some placeholder charges, including bankruptcy fraud, together to basically detain him, take his passport, and put a GPS monitor on him.
All right, very good. In reading your reportage on this, it's very clear that this guy allegedly did a lot of shady stuff. But it was the access to very powerful Democrats that has a lot of people worried.
Yeah, as the IT guy, he was the one who set up email accounts for members of Congress, for dozens of them. So he could read any email sent and received by all these members of Congress, several dozen, including members of very sensitive committees, and he could get any files that were on their hard drives.
Right. Explain this to me. The DNC refused the attempts by the FBI to get at their email server as it had been hacked. Is this somehow connected to that?
No, but there are parallels in that Capitol Police have been investigating this breach since February. They found a laptop that was hidden in an abandoned office building in the house, and they seized it for evidence purposes against Imran Mawan. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz, in a very bizarre exchange, threatened the Capitol Police and said, "That's my laptop, and you're not allowed to see it. You have to give it back."
Why wouldn't she want to turn the laptop over?
Yeah, that's what we don't know. You would think that, you know, it could happen to anyone, that you hire a guy who turns out to be a bad guy. But if that happens, you want to make sure that they can have the evidence to prosecute him, especially if, you know, you're someone in her position where you've been burned before by these cyber issues.
Okay. Luke, his attorneys have put out this particular statement regarding your reporting and others, and it says, "The attacks on Mr. Awan and his family began as part of a frenzy of anti-Muslim bigotry. For months, we have had utterly unsupported, outlandish, and slanderous statements targeting Mr. Awan coming not just from the ultra-right-wing Pizzagate media, but from sitting members of Congress, because we are confident in the integrity of the U.S. justice system. We are confident that Mr. Awan will soon be able to clear his name and get on with his life." What do you make of that?
Let me tell you, the only people who are defending these guys are members of Congress and their own lawyers. Their own father changed his last name to avoid being associated with these guys because of their fraudulent behavior.
I got to stop it there, Scott. You have a comment about that?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, I haven't thought about Pizzagate in a while. You know, I always suspected that there was a lot more to that story. You know, Pizzagate, this guy, I think he's going to squeal. I think he's going to be the biggest problem that the Democrats have ever had. You cannot trust these types of people. You know, the people in the Middle East, they talk like canaries. And, you know, wasn't it the Sheikh his name, you know, ended up squealing like a canary after a little bit of pressure. And these things get people to talk. You just wonder how much corruption is in Congress, though, to prevent this from happening. That's the real.
Well, you know, the thing that this Luke Rosiak, the reporter for the Daily Caller, brings up is that even this guy's own father has changed his name not to be associated with him, but the members of Congress are supporting him.
It's crazy. And when you say members of Congress, who are the congressmen that are supporting him?
I don't know. Let's play a little bit more of this and see if he divulges any names.
Their stepmom filed court paperwork in Fairfax County, Virginia, saying that they were wiretapping her and extorting her. She says they were using her to get at money that was hidden overseas in Pakistan.
Right.
And then those have been public documents for a while now. And then what this FBI affidavit filed on Tuesday confirms is, sure enough, they were sending money to Pakistan.
Interesting. As people start to connect the dots, just out of curiosity, who is his lawyer?
His lawyer is this guy, Chris Gowan, who is a longtime personal aide to Bill and Hillary Clinton. So
God.
You know, normally you would think,
oh, no. It doesn't get any better than this. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, you know, Bill and Hillary Clinton also had an attorney associated with a person that was working in Haiti who had a child facility and was running, you know, it was basically
like a daycare.
Children. Yeah, daycare, and was trafficking children.
Right.
And then she got in trouble in Haiti and ended up having the Clintons' attorneys get her out of the jam. And the Clintons seem to be involved with so many disgusting things.
Well, you know, let's bring up the Pizzagate thing. Because, you know, this is not unrelated to that. It's clear. I mean, and gosh, the guy's attorney says it, you know, throwing up this guy, you know, this Luke Rosiak's report about Pizzagate even. Well, that was pretty stupid, in my opinion, because it gets guys like us thinking about this whole thing again. And we have the tinfoil hats on, and pretty soon it reveals a lot of information, which we know is out there. I mean, you know, and ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with the Pizzagate thing, Pizzagate is a terminology, or pizza is a terminology that's affiliated with pedophilia and pedophiles. And there's a whole, you know, pizza party, and you can imagine what that sort of thing would be like. And I'm not going to get into it, but there's a lot of relationships with pedophiles.
How about Sir Clement Freud and Barcelona,
right,
and the McCann girl? I mean, all of that connects very nicely. I mean, it's a whole different mess.
And that's a John Podesta thing. John and his brother. What's his name? I can't remember John's brother. James.
Tony Podesta.
Tony Podesta, right. That's yeah, the McCann girl who was abducted, not from Barcelona, but it was, wasn't it in Portugal? I think it was Portugal.
That's right. I said Barcelona.
Yeah, it's at one resort. It's kind of it's a coastal resort in Portugal that they all go. Everybody in the pedophilia world seems to like to cavort there. Anyway, we're running up against a break, and we got with us right now Scott Adams, the Scott Adams Show. And this is just a explosive story because this is the story about the IT aide that now has four counts against him. And this is the IT aide with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And boy, he's represented by a Clinton affiliate. I mean, this is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And what about Pizzagate? It's coming up again. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm, but even then he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-915-8288. That's 800-915-8288. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-915-8288.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams, and we've been talking about the IT aide that got a four-count indictment. Failed to mention that that's Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT aide. Hello. Anyway, so that's an expanding investigation, and the Clintons are involved, and yep. Jeff Sessions, I failed to mention, maybe I'd need to mention this again. The Attorney General today is Jeff Sessions, not Loretta Lynch. So that is a game changer. Now, I want to shift gears here, Scott, because you put up on Red State Talk Radio on the website the transcript of all the comments that Donald Trump has made in regards to this Charlottesville situation.
I did. Yeah, I put it together. It's very official. They're all official White House transcripts from not only the Saturday Charlottesville when the event was unfolding. He was there in Bedminster to meet with the economic team that was instrumental in applying pressure to China, which then put a halt immediately on coal, iron ore, and seafood and on these distributions from North Korea, and that's what caused North Korea to quickly and abruptly say they're standing down with Guam. So Donald Trump was dealing with a lot of things that day that had a lot of meaning to America and really helped us out and did great things there. And meanwhile, he has to comment on Charlottesville, and the transcript, when you read through it, was perfect. He didn't know who started the fight. It turns out, though, that the event was set up by an Occupy Wall Streeter, Obama supporter, who switched over like a year prior to become this, you know, leader of the white supremacist movement. How in the world does that happen? And so, therefore, I think it was a ruse and a setup, and this guy that set it up is a shady character with a track record. And all of a sudden, this becomes Donald Trump's problem because he doesn't know who's at fault, because this could be very well be a setup.
Well,
and where has Antifa not been where there hasn't been violence?
See,
everywhere they go, there's violence.
Right, and we're talking about this guy who's been part of the...
Kessler,
yeah, who's been part of the Occupy movement and so on. And these guys are all connected. I mean, the Kessler guy is connected to Black Lives Matter. They're connected to Antifa. And this, so you, what you have here is it's a classic situation of where they're organizing both sides against the middle. and they're created, both of them, all of them are violent organizations. They promote violence at every turn. So Kessler comes along and organizes the white supremacist group and gets everything organized. So now you got a polarized group because you got Antifa and you've got Black Lives Matter. The thing that I find interesting, and I was monitoring and watching this very, very carefully on Saturday, and one of the things I did notice was the point you just made, that Donald Trump was not aware of the actors when he went out and made his presentation. But the bigger thing, and this is where it really shows me, aside from the Kessler information, because I think the Kessler information is just more convincing for my argument here, is that what it shows me is that when Donald Trump made his presentation, that it almost immediately, within minutes, they started to denounce his presentation as lacking because he was supporting white supremacists. I mean, that narrative then took off. But, Scott, the immediacy with which that happened, I think, is very, very suspicious and tells me that within Donald Trump's White House, these guys all know the lay of the land. They know how information would get to the president, get it in prepared speech, and then be executed. And I think they knew, and they played on that in an organized fashion to immediately jump on the narrative and cause all this problem for the president. And I think that's what they did.
And it seemed like the media was there ganging up and saying, "Do you denounce white supremacy? Do you not?" And frankly, he's been denouncing it for 20, 30 years. If you take a look back at Donald Trump's history, he's been buddies with Herschel Walker, Don King, Wayne Newton's, and Native American Indian. But
Muhammad Ali,
all of these great, even Jim Brown,
right,
met with him in Trump Tower. So there's been a lot of Red State Talk Radio itself has five black conservative talk show hosts, and all of them are supporting Donald Trump more than Speaker Ryan and more than Mitch McConnell is, certainly more than McCain and Lindsey Graham are. I don't really know who the corrupt individuals are, but I wanted to say one other thing that's kind of not related, but I wanted to say it. Do you know that the Loretta Lynch's attorney is now the attorney for the ranking member of the Senate Intel Committee, Warner? Senator Warner, and Senator Burr was dumb enough to actually cede power to Senator Warner. So when Judicial Watch is trying to get information about the talking points of the Bill Clinton tarmac meeting, that thing's been completely blacked out, redacted completely, except it left the name of an attorney. It's the same attorney that was the attorney for Laura Lynch is now the attorney that actually knows what's in that document, that's now working for the ranking member of the Senate Intel Committee that's overseeing this Russian collusion story, and
he works for Mueller now.
Okay, yeah, I mean, this is a situation where he's also working with Warner, and it's unbelievable corruption in our Congress, and we have to start a movement that talks about primarying these people the hell out of office. Primary them out. And Tuesday night, when you have this big event in Phoenix, you're maybe going to see a pardon for Sheriff Arpaio. You're maybe even going to see Willis, the candidate who's going to go up against Flake now. She almost beat Kane.
Scott, hang on. We got the music coming up in just hang on. Sorry. The music's here already. I mean, we're just so enthralled with what we're doing. I'm not paying attention. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We got Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show.
Time.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams. And Scott, some final thoughts on what's going on here with Trump. You mentioned Joe Arpaio. I put two and two together that he's going to probably pardon him, but I didn't put it together with the Phoenix thing. That would just be a spectacular announcement.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say one other thing that was the making news. Juanita Broderick came out and said that we should think about long and hard about tearing down Bill Clinton's statues because he's a rapist. That's what she said. That's just what she said yesterday. So, I mean, where does it end, right?
Right. Well, of course, where is it going to end? And what about Philadelphia? How many Confederates do you have in Philadelphia?
Yeah, well, I'm a Native American. You know, I have a beef to play about a lot of other things, you know, so it's like, where does it end, right?
Yeah, where does it end?
Let's get rid of the menorahs. Let's get rid of the crosses. Okay, yeah, okay. This is a slippery slope precedent that shouldn't be made. It's a local issue. That's the issue. That's a First Amendment issue, by the way. And again, once again, who wants to destroy our First Amendment? The left.
I've labeled them the globalists now. Anyway, Scott, thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
Thank you.
Awesome.
See you next.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also email me, paul@a21r.com. And remember, we're on Red State Talk Radio. Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital radio. Like I say at this time in the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.